and while there was game out here, he heard the deer moving around just as clearly as his white daddy did. Mordred wasn't entirely confident of his ability to trap it or run it down. So he sat and shivered and listened to the sound of their voices until the voices ceased. Maybe they slept. He might have dozed a little himself. And the only thing that kept him from giving up and going back was his hatred of them. That they should have each other when he had no one. No one at all. "Mordred's a hungry," he thought miserably. "Mordred's a cold. And Mordred has no one. Mordred's alone." He slipped his wrist into his mouth, bit deep, and sucked the warmth that flowed out. In the blood, he tasted the last of Rando Thoughtful's life, but so little, so soon gone. And once it was, there was nothing but the useless, recycled taste of himself. In the dark, Mordred began to cry. 3. 4 hours after dawn, under a white sky that promised rain or sleet, perhaps both at the same time, Susanna Dean lay shivering behind a fallen log, looking down into one of the little valleys. "You'll hear Oi," the gunslinger had told her. "And you'll hear me, too. I'll do what I can, but I'll be driving them ahead of me, and you'll have the best shooting. Make every shot count." What made things worse was her creeping intuition that Mordred was very close now, and he might try to bushwhack her while her back was turned. She kept looking around, but they had picked a relatively clear spot, and the open grass behind her was empty each time save once, when she had seen a large brown rabbit lolloping along with its ears dragging the ground.